Some events just manage to capture the magic of the holidays, and that's exactly what the second annual Christkindl Holiday Market will be doing in San Elisario. With me are painter Alberto Escamilla and his wife, whom I affectionately refer to as La Jefa, Rachel Escamilla. Welcome to both of you. And a new friend, Connie Litchlider, who is chairperson for the Christkindl Market. Welcome to all three of you. Thanks for coming in.
Welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Monica. Thank you.
San Elisario, the main street happenings there, the arts district, it's got its own magic all the time. But tell me about the specifics for Christkindl. When exactly is it going to take place, and what's the layout of the grounds?
Well, the Christkindl Market is going to be an awesome event. Sure would hate for anybody to miss it. It is a big celebration in Europe that we've had for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And so we're basically trying to bring some of that spirit over here. Over in Europe, we have it all of the month of December. But here we'll have it December 8th and 9th.
Okay, next Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, and we are looking at still a few vendors maybe joining us, but otherwise we look at having a full house down there. We've got a couple of things going on. Placita Madrid is one of the buildings there, and also the Peña Gallery. But Placita Madrid will have Ruth Remains, the keyboardist. She'll be dressed up as an elf.
Oh, entertainment going on.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've got some of that. We've got Carmen Navarre. She will be there as a guest at Placita Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Peña Gallery is an awesome gallery to visit as well. So that'll
just
be across the street.
The building itself, it's been restored, as I understand, by Gaspar Enriquez. Is this correct?
Yes, and it looks awesome.
The building itself is a work of art. And then everything in it is just delightful. Really worth a visit.
The Mercantile Building will have quite a bit of entertainment going on. We'll have a lot of vendors and food items going on. We've got the Bandito Restaurant will be there.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be open as well.
Food always good, yes.
Yes, and we've got a new gallery called Gallery 10, which will probably have about 20 vendors just itself there.
Now, when you say vendors, are you meaning artists or food or all of the above?
All of the above.
Okay.
We're going to have some of the German spirits. So we'll have Bratwurst. Ooh. We'll have the Glühwein, which is a malted wine, spice wine.
Oh, yes.
We'll have honey. We'll have candied apples, kettle corn, Mexican food. We'll just have all kinds of neat things. And
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful outing. And this will be Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. How did you happen to get involved, Connie?
Well, I am a part of the San Elisario Art District Guild.
Mm-hmm.
And also, my husband is an artist there. He has a gallery at the Mercantile Building, and he's a wood turner.
Oh, all right.
His name is Robert Litchlider.
So you were drafted, basically.
Absolutely. But I'm there to support all the artists in the community. It is a wonderful place to be. Mm-hmm. Very family-oriented, animal-friendly, pet-friendly.
Oh, nice.
So it's an awesome place.
What about parking, and is there an entry fee?
There is no entry fee. Now, parking may be a little tight, but mm-hmm. I believe there's parking along the side of the church,
mm-hmm.
and then all up and down the street on Main Street, there should mm-hmm. be parking, and then next to Placita Madrid, there's a nice parking space as well.
Yeah, there are plenty of spaces usually all along the streets, and then there are a few little lots, if I recall correctly.
Right.
How was it last year? How did it work?
It was nice. Yeah, it was our first attempt, and mm-hmm. we had some of the German people from Fort Bliss that came over and helped us out. We had a tent last year, and this year we're not having a tent. Each of the vendors is going to have their own tents around mm-hmm. the building. So it's a different effect this time. So it's more spread apart, mm-hmm. which is nicer because you get to see the area better
yes,
by
you
walking
get to
around.
Wander around. Yeah, mm-hmm. live and learn. Yes, it's evolving. Alberto, I understand that in 2 weeks, on December 15th and 16th, you're having a special event at your new space. Tell me about your move and your event.
We're going to have our open house, Christmas open house. Mm-hmm. We had it last year. We've been out there 3 years this coming Christmas, and we used to have it at home. So this time we can have it's a new gallery, but just across the street from the old one.
Okay.
In Plaza Madrid.
More
it's
space?
More spacious.
Oh, okay.
That's turn artists, that's what we look for. That's beautiful. It'll be an open house Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th. Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 12:30 to 4. So I invite you all, you know, just days before Christmas to come out there and help us celebrate the coming of Christmas and have a good time, get into the spirit of Christmas.
Well, now that it's getting dark fairly early, there it would be kind of cool to go out, I believe it's Saturday evening that they'll be lighting the luminarias?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, the Mission Trail Association is involved with, I believe, the History Museum. They're going to have lights, I believe, from Isleta all the way to San Rosario, the whole trail. They're trying to do, like a Guinness Book record type thing to see how many luminaries you can have. So if people come late to our open house, you know, they come late in the afternoon, and they can enjoy the luminaries. And then they also have the posadas that takes place in front of the chapel, San Rosario Chapel.
Well, you guys have a magical combination going on down there. I want to thank my guests today for coming in. One of my favorite painters, Alberto Escamilla, and his lovely and very supportive wife, Rachel Escamilla, who keeps me well informed on things going on down in San Elizario. And a new friend, Connie Lichleiter, who is the chairperson for the Christkindl Market in San Elizario, which will be taking place all along Main Street. It's free, and that's next Saturday from 11 to 8 and Sunday from 11 to 6 in the San Elizario Historic Art District. If you're interested in being a vendor or just have a question about that event, you can call Connie, 328-1937. And then the Escamilla Gallery Christmas Extravaganza will be taking place at 1445 Main Street in Placita Madrid in San Elizario, and that's December 15th from 10 to 5, and that evening the luminarias will be lit all along the roadways. And December 16th, Sunday from 12:30 to 4:30. If you need information on that event, you can call 474-1800 or visit albertoescamilla.com. Thank you so much for coming in to all of you.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Thank you.